Chapter 46, Caught in the Net. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. One day the travelers saw another path right beside their way. The path looked as straight as the way they were walking on all the time. They stood still for a moment. What shall we do? Should we follow the way or go over to the path? It seems as if both are equally straight. While they were thinking about it, a dark man suddenly stood beside them. He not only had dark skin, but also a dark heart. But you could not see much of it, because he was clothed with a very light robe. "Why are you standing here?" he asked. They told him that they were traveling to the celestial city, but were not sure which way to go. "Just follow me," he answered. "It is the way which I am going now." Full of courage, they followed the man on the path, which lay beside the right way. After a while, the path was turning a little bit. Slowly, they strayed further and further away from the city where they wanted to go. After a short time, they could not even see the city anymore. Still, they kept following the man. And then it happened. Even before they saw the danger, they ended up in a net. They wanted to step out, but noticed that they were completely tangled. They became more and more tangled up, and finally, they did not know what to do anymore. At that very moment, the robe slid from the black man's back. Suddenly, they realized where they were. It was impossible to escape. The net was strong and tight. No matter what they tried, they could not save themselves from it. They lay on the ground wailing, caught in the net. "Ah," Christian complained to his friend, "only now do I see how lost I am. Did the shepherds not warn us against people who would try to allure us to wrong paths? And by the way, we could have learned from the wise Solomon too. All of them actually said the same. Beware of people who pretend to be friendly. They are putting a net in front of you." "They also gave us a map," Hopeful said, "to find the way easier. But we forgot to look at it. We did not keep ourselves from the paths of Apollyon." Christian felt tears burning in his eyes. "Oh, how foolish, Hopeful." "Yes, Christian, herein David was wiser than us. He said, 'Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer.'" "Do you understand the meaning?" "Yes, of course," Christian sobbed. "David watched much more than we did." Thus the two men lay in the net, crying. Suddenly they saw a bright man coming toward them. He was holding a whip of small cords in his hand. "Where do you come from, and what are you doing here?" he asked. They told him they were travelers to Mount Zion. "But we were led out of the right way by a black man with a white robe. He told us just to follow him, and so we went after him." "He was a tempter," said the man with the whip in his hand. "He brings people on the wrong way. He changed himself into a white angel, but he is a false apostle." Immediately he tore the net and let them out. "Now follow me," he said. "Then I will help you get back onto the right way." Thus he brought the men back again. "Where did you sleep last night?" he asked when they were on the right way. "We slept by the shepherds on the Delectable Mountains," they answered. "But did they not tell you where to go?" "Yes," the men answered shyly. "Did you not feel under your coat to look at the map while you were on the way?"
"No."
"Why not?"
"We forgot."
"And," he continued to ask, "did the shepherds not warn against tempters?"
"Yes, they did.
But we did not think this man was one of them. He could talk so nicely."
"You need to be punished," the man said.
The men knew it. Only in this way they would learn the right way. While the man whipped them, he said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." They were chastened out of love. Then he told them to continue their journey. "Will you remember everything the shepherds told you?"
"Yes, we will," they said at the same time, "and we thank thee for being so good for us."
Walking and singing, they calmly continued their journey. "Come hither, you that walk along the way. See how the pilgrims fare that go astray. They catched are in an entangled net, cause they good counsel lightly did forget. 'Tis true, they rescued were, but yet you see, and they're scourged to boot. Let this your caution be." Explanation. Christian and Hopeful stood at a fork in the way. Which way must we go now? If only they would have taken the map out, which the shepherds had given them. The map is God's word. If we do not know how things need to proceed in our lives, we must search the word of God and ask, "Show me thy paths, O Lord, teach me thy perfect way." But suddenly everything changed. A dark man with a light robe came towards them. He seemed to be a good man who was nicely dressed and probably was a traveler to heaven. With this man, someone is meant who deceives others and brings them on the wrong way. John Bunyan used the reference to black skin to point to this man's sinful heart. He was very friendly and would gladly help you if you were in difficulties. But before you realize it, he brings you into the nets of sin and false faith. And if you have difficulties again, you suddenly see he is not as friendly as you thought. That nice garment slides off. Did you notice that the two men honestly said it was their own fault that they had trouble? They did not blame others. Then the bright man came. Thus the Lord delivers his children. He punishes them too. Sometimes his children are punished by sickness, sometimes by an accident, or by other blows. The Lord does not do that from a desire to vex them, but punishes them out of love. His chastisements never push his children away from him, but always draw them near to him.